Good Monday morning, everybody. Welcome on in to today's Freight Waves Now Community Spotlight. I'm Keely Nix. And today we get to chat all about the Stockout, our retail and CPG-focused community. To do that, we've got the one and only Grace Sharkey with us here this morning. Grace, thanks for being here.
Hey, happy Monday, everyone. Rise and shine. Let's go. Let's get the day going. So happy to be here.
And like the sunny energy, the sunny demeanor really bringing it in. Today, we are talking all about subscription models, continuing that theme from last week where we talked about Target Circle 360. And I'm not going to lie, Mike Bowden-Distel had the line of the day last week when we talked about the Stockout. He said, not to be confused with Xbox 360 or JB Hunt 360, Target 360. Go back and watch the episode if you haven't watched it yet. But today, we're talking about yet another subscription model. And it, of course, it brings to the mind the question, is there enough space in the space for another one? Or are we just sick and tired of having to subscribe to every little thing?
You know, I think that we pretend that we're sick and tired of subscribing to every single little thing, but it is a business model that works. And I'm excited today because we're going to actually have a guest on the show, Paul Jarrett from the Bulu Group. I actually met him on a panel at Manifest, a panel that I actually wasn't supposed to be doing, but got last minute and went into it kind of just like looking to learn some more about this particular area of e-commerce and learned a ton. And what was really interesting too, and I'm sure we'll dive into this, is Paul is a huge backer of the subscription model, not just within subscription boxes, which is what his group helps fulfill, but subscription models of all sorts. And honestly, one of the top things that we talk about is when everyone should consider some type of subscription model aspect to their business, especially e-commerce players out there. And even down to, I mean, honestly, taking this conversation to logistics providers and others in different industries within supply chain as well. So I'm excited because I think for those out there who have been pondering what's a way for us to kind of get this reoccurring revenue, right? And gain a little bit more of customer loyalty. Well, Paul's a talker and he's going to, I can't guarantee, convince you by the end of this episode that's something you should consider.
I think it's interesting that we are talking about bringing subscription models to non-consumable items, because for smaller e-commerce brands, obviously, if you are dealing in consumables, it works really well, right? Like I think about, I have a subscription to a brand that does protein powders and supplements and kind of this health food stuff. Makes sense, right? I get 60 servings of my protein powder. Every 2 months, I get a new one delivered to me. And it's actually cheaper on my end, right? I think I save like 15% because I signed up for the subscription model, which protein powder's not cheap. It ends up saving me like almost $20 every time I get a new tub, right? Cool, that's great, that's worth it. And as you mentioned, it's that recurring revenue for this brand. They don't have to think about it. And they end up saving money because they don't have to pay supplemental credit card processing fees. They don't have to worry about, you know, charging multiple times, things like that, or using whatever platform they use to continually do that fulfillment process. But what does it look like when we take it outside of consumables into products that aren't necessarily being used up every single time that subscription hits, whether that's a monthly, a quarterly, or an annual basis?
Well, you know, some different ways that you can kind of think about these models in particular is like, for example, let's say there's someone that I had met who was considering a subscription model for their business, which they sell like a device that you put under your bed that kind of tracks your sleep rhythm and things of that nature. Well, a subscription model on top of that that they're considering is one where you can gain extra data or different analysis based off of what that product is already bringing in. So I think what's interesting is like thinking of different ways that your product can bring value to someone and adding some type of subscription model to that. I mean, consider a brokerage, right? Or even something like your Freight Waves, where if you are a Sonar member, you also get a lot of our white papers and research that comes along with it. Well, for even a brokerage out there, right, think of using this as a way to add a loyalty aspect to your business, right? Something that's going to grab your consumers or your customers' attention, something that's a little bit extra, something of value that is of value to them, that creates almost this like VIP experience that they... And we talked about last week, right? Like 75% of those who commit themselves to a subscription model type of deal end up staying very, very loyal to that up to an average of like 10 years. I mean, for example, like FabFitFun is one of my favorite subscription models. I've been a part of it forever. And for those brands that do put their items inside those boxes, I mean, they look at it instead of a way of customer loyalty as a way to actually gain a new customer, because some of those products I'll use the one time in the box, but then I keep buying it on the side over and over again. So it's not just about looking at it even, like I said, as like a reoccurring revenue, but how can you use a subscription model to gain access to new customers at a lower customer cost? Membership programs are big ones that we see, right? If you join a gym, you might get extra time in certain areas, or get to like book different rooms or different events before everyone else. There's also SaaS models that we see quite frequently in our industry, different hybrid models of subscription. And then I think the access one is probably the biggest one, right? Like being able to, a lot of movie theaters have it, right? Where you become a member and you get to see so many movies a month, or you get early access to purchasing something. So there's a lot of different ways to look at adding a subscription model. And a lot of ways to gain, like I said, either more customers, customer loyalty, or even just expanding the value services that your product is offering.
So obviously subscriptions are very, very subjective, right? Whether you think that it's worth it, whether you think it's necessary, and which ones that you end up enjoying picking and sticking with. But how do you know which one is the right for you? Is it just a trial and error? Is it, you know, I'm committed to this for so long, I got to stick with it?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You see a lot of products these days that actually kind of remind us of the subscriptions that we have. So I think, again, it's what's of value to you and how you want to leverage it. For instance, we talked about this a little last week on the Stockout. If you love Paramount Plus, then you should probably consider also getting a Walmart Plus subscription, because you're also going to get the Walmart Plus subscription and the Paramount Plus for free within that, which cuts a good, $12 out. So consider like those kind of blended subscriptions, where you get like more than one product in your life within one bundle. But also for others, like, you know, when I look at some of the subscription boxes in particular, like those I think are something that is a little bit more of an enjoyment, a luxury, right? But it also offers up the opportunity to try new products at a cheaper value. So just definitely, I think, depends on who you're talking to, what exactly you're using, right? For you, you're looking at a huge cost savings with your protein powders. For myself, I'm not spending hundreds of dollars at Sephora on products that I might not like after I try them for an extended period of time. So there's so many different ways to look at it. I think the biggest thing, of course, is to check the cost analysis. And if you're looking at something more of like an access membership, or something along those lines. I remember forever ago, I tried like an AMC type of subscription. I wasn't going to movies that much, so it just wasn't worth it. So a lot of times it's, of course, finances. I'm not your financial director, but check those out first. And two, make sure that you are getting out of it what you hoped for when you first actually subscribed to that.
Hey, and if you want a subscription that is absolutely low cost and is very easy to do for you, and you want great advice from Grace Sharkey, maybe not on the financial side, but maybe definitely on the makeup side, go on over to FrightMoves.com, subscribe to the Stockout, the newsletter there, yes, and then go on over to our YouTube channel and just subscribe to FrightWaves as well. Grace, thanks for joining us here this morning. And of course, we will talk to you next week.
Thanks, Kaylee.